Good afternoon. Well, my name is Rosa. I'm from Honduras, and I'm here in college because I believe that this college is helping a lot of people who is English as a second language, like me. And I'm in the program Community Health. My real goal is to be a nutritionist. I have been trying to finish my college degree since many years ago, but I couldn't. So when I moved to this country, I have a new children. I came here with one. So then I got another one. And I was thinking, how am I going to continue studying? Now I have two children, and I was worried about it. But one day I found a friend from my church. You know, they have a continued education program, and they have involved different certificates and also the GED program. And I say, what is the GED? And they say, it's the equivalence to high school. As soon as you get it, you can get in college. You know, and I get so motivated, and then I decide to come and get that information. He is the coordinator for the continuing education program in the area of the GED. And he told me, you know, Rosa, you're going to do that because I see that you are so motivated. And I just went there 3 months, one semester, and I passed the test. So after that, I went to him and I say, Giovanni, what do I have to do? And he said, no, you have to go and do that registry as soon as you get the diploma, so you could go to the registration office and they're going to help you out. And they helped me a lot. I came here and they told me, you know, you have to do this and that and that. And I didn't pass the tests because of the English and, you know, the math. I'm not good at math. So after that, I was like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? But they said, don't worry. Go to these people who is called the coach. Go with them. They're going to guide you. You know, every step that I was doing, it was appearing somebody who was telling me what it was the next step. So I went to the coach office, and the coach told me, okay, you can spend, you know, the whole time in remedial classes. Why you don't go to CLIP program? And it's another program that the hostels provide for people who don't speak English. And it's an amazing program. Because they have, you know, they choose us in what level of English we are and prepare for the, not just for the pass the tests. They prepare us for be, you know, in the level of college. And I've been there two semesters, and I passed the tests, and I was so happy. Also, my first professor was Arcelia, and she was so happy about me. And the last professor was telling me, you have to do that, you have to do that. And I was following what they say, and I'm here in my second semester.
Second semester of school.
Yeah, second semester of school.
And how long have you been speaking English?
Okay, I started since... Really starts since I went to the CLIP program.
And because that, what year was that?
It was in 2015, at the September.
So in 2 years, this is
what I get. Since, you know, all the program that I had been passing.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Are you really proud?
Of course, I do. You know, I'm really proud because I have three children, and it's not easy. Because they are in different ages. I have one that is 18, the other one is 9, and the other one is 4. Today is her birthday. So in Israel, I have a different age, and I have to manage my time, you know, right, correctly, and spend time with them, help them with homework and things like that, you know. And at the same time, I'm in school, and I feel that I'm doing the right thing that I have to do, you know, forget. I really want to be, you know, for me, professional, but I also I want to be a, you know, like motivate my children to become professionals.
Mm-hmm. Why did you come to the United States?
I came in 2005.
Why?
Oh, why I came? You want me to tell you? Okay, it's a really sad story. Do you know about the multi-marketing? That is this company that sells products or different things. And they basically do is engage more people. As soon as you engage more people in the program, you get more money. It's things like Herbalife, things like that. So in 2002, I get into this company that is called Forever Living Products in my country. And I started to work a lot, and I grew up until gerente in English?
Manager
of the one of the group. Yeah, but it was more than that. So I started to travel around Central America with that job. So, but in 2002 also, I have a girl, and I started to moving around. But in 2004, my supervisor, the people who was ahead of me, told me, you know, we have to open a marketing in Costa Rica. So I moved to Costa Rica, and when I moved over there, my daughter died in Costa Rica. So when she died, you know, I lay in a really depressed, and I decided to stay no more in Costa Rica and move back to my country, Honduras. And I passed like 1 year, you know, in a really huge depression. I get, you know, a lot of weight. My husband, too, we get like really heavy. And so we decided to come over here because it was something that we couldn't manage. It was really depressed. And my first son, at this time, I just had my first son, and he, you know, he was getting affected because we couldn't work, we couldn't do nothing in those days. So we decided to come over here to the United States to like trying to get ahead that big problem that we was passing through.
And how do you feel now?
You know, I don't like to talk about that because, you know, it's when you lose a children, it's something like you're never going to forget. And always it's going to hurt you. But one day, when I finally was here, I started to pass a lot of problems with my older son because he started to develop ADD because of that. And the school was telling me, you have to put him in medication. And I don't believe in that. And my husband and I decided I'm a beautician too. So I in my country, at the same time that I was working in the company, I had my own beautician, maybe a beauty salon. But the thing is, when I came here, I say, okay, I'm going to work in this area, you know, from the beautician style, I'm going to work on it. But my son was giving me a lot of troubles, you know. He couldn't pay attention in school. He was, you know, behaving bad in school, and the school was practically, they told me that they're going to put me in the, como se dice, como una madre negligente, una madre negligente. So I say, no, I'm not negligente. See, you have problem because we was passing through to a difficult situation. And he saw everything. My son saw everything. When we went to the hospital and the doctor was putting la máquina que se llama el resucitador. Y my son saw everything. So for him was, you know, so hard. And of course he gonna have, you know, emotional problem after that. But I still believe in that if we as a mother work with our kids, they won't need medication. And I remember that he passed through 3 schools over here. And I always say the principal, I won't give him medication. I won't. And they say, no, tú eres madre negligente. How are you going to say if he need it? And I say, he don't need it because I'm going to be with him. So my husband and I decide that I'm going to be in home. And since that time, I stopped to work. I just was at home helping my son. You know, it was difficult because, you know, I wanted to be like, you know, successful, But at the same time, I was thinking, no, the most successful experience that I can have now is to help my child, my son, to grow up healthy, you know. And I did that. I did that. I stayed at home, and I was helping him, and I never put medication on him. If everything got going good now, he's going to graduate from high school this June. And it's amazing.
And how old is he now?
18.
Yeah. And he wants to go to college?
He wants to. He wants to. He's not so, like, como se dice, disciplinado. But I believe that if I keep discipline, but if I keep, you know, pushing him, I know he's going to get his goals. Yeah. Well, he's working now. And, you know, he's like, you know, how I say, he has not a lot of discipline, but he got something, you know. And I believe that if he had those times, I would put him medication, he will have more problems right now. But now he's, you know, he works, he go to school, he help us, and, you know.
You're proud of him?
Of course, it's my son. I love him. Okay, yeah, I've been in church since I born, but my parents never went, like, really religious. They just was, like, visiting in church, right? So, but at some point, my parents stopped to go. But I had my sister that she really believed in church. Or she was, take me with her to church. But I got married really young. I got married at 17, and I wasn't going to the church since that time, because it was like unstable. You know, it was like a dysfunctional family where I come. My father was in his way, my mother was in his way. So I just was like trying to survive, you know, doing what I had to do. So I used to work since 11 years. So it was really difficult for me, but my sister, she always was trying to go to church. So when I get married one day, I get a little bit sick, you know, because I think it was because I was so young and I was a lot of problem with my periods. And I went to the doctor, and my husband was really, you know, scared and said, she's going to die or things like that, because we was, you know, really young. And he said, you know, mommy, I want to go to the church. Maybe God can heal you. So we decided to go to church, you know, like series and those times. It was in 1997. So 20
years ago.
Yeah, 20 years ago. So we decided to go. And but in 2000, in the 2000, my sister got cancer, and they make a surgery in her, and I was like, oh my God, she's sick, but she's still going to church, and that make my faith grow, because I was seeing my sister, you know, lose her health. She started to look, you know, white and, you know, really sick. But she's still in church, and that motivated me a lot. And I realized that without God, you can do nothing. And she died. She died in 2001, and I was pregnant for my daughter who died in those times. Since those times, I had been faith in God in everything that I had been doing. I had been feeling God's hands in my life, protecting me, guiding me. For me, the faith in God is everything. It's what it made me stand up every morning. And I can live without him. And I had been seeing God in everything. You know, when I went to do the GED, the exam for GED, the night before, I have a really bad issue, family issue with my brother. He was asking me, he was living in my house because he lost his apartment, and he was giving me like a little bit problem, you know, and we never live with someone at home. So it was difficult, you know, when you have other people. And I was a little bit depressed and stressed the day before, but I sat down and I prayed and I said, God, you know that I need you. Tomorrow I have to do this test. Please help me. When I went to do the test, when I saw all those questions, I didn't understand nothing. If you ask me, I passed the test. And I know that was God helping me out. So this is why I'm in church. And also, you asking me about when I was in the radio. When I decide to go to church, I like to sing. So to sing, right, to cantar. So my sister, she met this woman that this type of woman that when they want to do something, they do. So she started to do in Honduras, you know, the uñas acrílicas, nobody know about that in those times. So she started her own business in a motorcycle. She was going to, you know, in a personal in homes doing the uñas acrílicas, and everybody was, wow, uñas acrílicas. It was like the best thing in ever in, you know, 1927. So
1997.
Now you went back. So she met me in church and said, oh, you sing nice. Why you don't sing anymore? And I said, no, because I'm scary, you know. And say, no, you sing nice. Scared, you know, you need to go to sing and sing more. And I was, oh, I'm scared. Anyway, she met me and she was working with the Seven Adventist radio. And she talked to the director about me. And she said, you know, this girl is your talent. Why you don't give her an opportunity to come to the radio and hear how she sing and hear what is that ability that this girl has? And the director said, okay, bring her to him. Bring her here. And I went and they said that I was singing good. They helped me and also they gave me a job with the secretary of the radio. After that, we started a program that we call El Club del Trabajador. We were helping the community to find jobs. And I worked over there 2 years. And it was an amazing experience because I was in a environment that I really like it, you know, in a church environment. And also I was doing something that was new for me, and I didn't know that I couldn't do it, that I could do it. So it was amazing, yeah. I asked her, Rosemary, what is the major that can connect me to the nutrition? Because I was asking before if they have nutritionist major over here, and said, no, we have no. We can choose early child education, or you could choose any other major or liberal art. And I was, that doesn't, you know, catch my attention. But when I asked Rosemary, she told me, you know what? What you can do is take community health. That they're going to give you a lot of, you know, classes about health and the health. How is the health administration over here in the United States? And after that, you can go to the 4-year college and take nutritionist. And she says, that's what you need, Rosa. And I said, oh, thank you. And then, you know, I was on track. Yeah, and also when I came here, I heard about the Associate in Food Study, and I was so happy because, oh my God, this is just about food because I'm really passionate about health. So, but the problem was that when I was planning my graduation, if I change to this program, it's going to take me more semester because they, you know, they're new and they organizing the program. So I decided to stayed in community health. Mm-hmm.
And what draws you to something like nutrition?
Oh, my church too. Because in my church, we have something that is called, in Spanish, I don't know how to English. El mensaje de la salud, pro salud. So in my church, one of our believers is that we have to take care of the body through what we eat, through our style life, right? So in my church, I used to be in 2014, I was the director of the health department in my church. So what we basically was doing, it was bringing doctors, people who, you know, professional and who are Seventh-day Adventists too, who to know what we talk about, to give classes about how to eat, how to, you know, the importance of the eight habit, good habit that we have to practice in order to be healthy, like rest appropriately, eat correctly, drink water, do exercise. Also, we say that believing God is the most important, you know, to be healthy. You know, diminishing the ingest of fast food. And, you know, also we promote that if we don't eat a lot of meat, you know, red meat, you know, is going to be also healthy for our body. So from that, you know, I was like in track of that. And I have a lot of knowledge. I learned how. I've been completely veggie. So I was eating any animal product for 4 years before I started school. Because when I started school, it got me stuck with the time. But I know because I really, you know, ¿cómo se dice? Lo viví.
Experiencing
my life. You know, my husband and I decide to be vegetarian for in those times, and we were so healthy. You know, our face changed. We was like really red. Our jeans was so red, and everybody was saying, "What are you doing? Why are you so red? Your jeans."
So you were kind of vegan.
Yeah, I was vegan for 4 years. I say that because when I get to school, you know, I realized that it was a really big responsibility, and that you don't have time for many things. Because I learned how to do my own cheese from nuts, my own milk. I learned how to do everything at home, you know, natural. That's why. And I believe that if we help people to learn how to change their style life, we can control many, many diseases. So, and also, I'm the kind of people where when I learn something, I can't just hold it for me. I really want to spread it and help people. That's how I am. In my first semester, I found a professor, and he was so funny in class, but he was also so helpful because everything the question, because it was my first semester and I didn't know how to do an outline or things like that. You know, like, for example, the research paper or things like that. And I was always writing him, and he was always answering me back. He also, the professor, he was so helpful to me. He was always answering me back. Right now, I'm going to take another class with him.
And what did he teach?
Professor Astrath teaches in health classes. He teach me, I took with him in HLT 110. Now I'm going to take medical terminology with him online. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so what do you, I guess, hope for yourself in the next, let's say, 5 years
and your babies? Yes, you know, it's a funny question because I spoke with my daughter, she's 9, and I said, "Mommy, my plan is to graduate before you get 12, you know, for my bachelor." And I said, "Mommy, if you have said that, it takes so long to take my master to be a dietitian. It's okay, but if I get my master before you get 12, I'm going to be so happy because I know you're going to need me when you get to the teens. I don't want you to get to 13 and I'm in college." I said, "Okay, mommy." Especially when she asked me, "Mommy, I'm missing you. You come late home," and things like that. And I explained here. And, you know, that's my really main right now. Before she gets 12, hopefully have finished my bachelor degree in nutritionist. That's my goal right now. Mm-hmm. And also, I have, if you God help me, I wanted to have a house before that time. We're working on it, saving money, working hard. Yeah.